Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Beth is looking for a second date update with a guy named Ian. Good morning, Beth.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome to second date update. Want to kind of take us from the beginning and tell us how you met Ian?
So I met Ian on Tinder. He was a Tinder date.
A dinner date on Tinder, not a hookup.
Yeah,
okay.
Not a hookup. Yep, swiped right.
Very nice.
I don't know. I've actually met a few guys that I have liked on Tinder, so it's worked for me. You know, of course, it's like I've never had these like long term relationships with any of them,
right.
But they've been like really great experiences. They've been cool. I don't know. I really thought that this guy might have some potential. Like, I really, really did. He seems like such a great guy. He volunteers at an animal shelter, like, walking shelter dogs, which,
God.
That's, like, so sweet.
Right. I love him already.
Right?
I want to verify that. I want to make a few calls. But that just sounds too good to be true.
I mean, the pictures look pretty convincing.
So. Oh,
wow.
But, yeah, I don't know. He's really laid back and easygoing and just a kind person. I don't know. In the pictures, he was like wearing Converse, and I actually think that's really hot.
I have a thing for grown men in Converse, too. I'm glad I'm not alone. I know. The guys are looking at me like, I don't get it all. There's something very playful and youthful about Converse. To me, it says this is a guy that likes to have fun.
You in here. GD shoe fetish. Everything.
I've been sitting in this room for 6 hours with these two people, and I cannot tell you what they have on their feet right now, either one of them.
And you're missing out because I have on some fabulous zebra-striped Uggs today that are to die for.
What do you think of a man wearing Uggs, Beth?
Oh, no.
No.
Guys, like, shoes are so... For some reason, shoes are so important to me on a guy. Like, it really tells a lot about them.
It can make them or break them, really.
Yeah. I can't do, like, exercise shoes on a guy. I'm like, no. Like, you can't just be like that all the time.
Really? What about Crocs on a guy? How would you feel about Crocs?
I never really... I don't know. No.
No.
I don't like it. Yeah. Converse is the right... That's the personality for me.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, she doesn't want a guy in New Balance.
No, like, New Balance.
Yeah. No New Balance sneakers.
Yeah. Okay. No.
I bet you. How do you feel about Timberland or Birkenstock?
That's way too relaxed.
Yeah. Too relaxed. Huh?
Okay.
Too relaxed.
So
you do that relaxed.
So he's got his Converse going on.
Yeah, he's got the Converse thing, which you're totally right. It's like playful and fun, and also like I don't know, just find something really sweet about you. That's what I got from the Converse thing. But he's also like on his profile page, he's a digital guy, which I also love because. I'm a social media strategist.
Damn.
So there's like a real connection right there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we could really talk about a lot. And we did. Like on the app, we were talking so much.
Does he have facial hair?
He does not have facial hair, no.
Oh, okay. Are you okay with that or do you prefer facial hair?
No, I'm really not a facial hair kind of gal.
Okay. So yeah. What we have here is a guy who likes to walk shelter dogs in Converse sneakers.
I love him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Laid back, easygoing, works in digital media, and you're a social media strategist. So far, this is looking great.
Yeah, it was like seriously so perfect. And that's really hard to find. I don't know. You know, Tinder has like all the different kinds of guys on there. So I don't know. Finding a guy like that was just like, win, you know?
Yeah.
Like a little nugget of gold. So I don't know. I felt like even before we met, I already really liked him.
You would connect with him.
Yeah, we were going to like super connect and we met for drinks. So I made that happen. I was like, let's meet for drinks. I want to get to know you better. We had a drink. We were there for an hour, but then he had to go to the shelter all of a sudden, which is cool. I get it. Like you got to go do your thing. And you know, it sounded like a pretty legitimate reason. So it's like, I can't really be mad about that. Right.
Right.
But guys, honestly, that hour was great. It was like so awesome. We really did connect. I was totally attracted to him. And I got a sense he liked me too.
This is good. So yeah. Far, you're doing great because you thought you would connect. You did connect. He wasn't in any hurry to get out of there until he had to leave.
Right.
Did you guys ever do dinner or you just had the drinks?
No, we just had drinks. It was pretty short.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. There was some great conversation. So I don't know. I don't understand this. I've like texted him and he hasn't gotten back to me.
That was the last time you saw him.
Yeah, it was.
So, that's kind of over. Yeah. See, now that makes me think that he didn't have to go to the shelter, that he made that up, that he lied, that he was looking for.
No, I thought it was kind of weird, but I don't know. Like, it also just sounded pretty legit. He's still really polite to me and stuff. So, right. I don't know.
Jen, if you were in that situation and he said, hey, I got to go, I got to walk the shelter dogs, would you have been like, ooh, can I come?
Yes.
Can I help?
Yeah. Yes. I would have wanted to, but I would have also felt kind of awkward inviting myself
inserting
along.
Yourself in that.
Yeah.
Especially when we first met, you know?
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want us to call him up?
Yeah.
See what's going on?
I want to know what happened.
Okay. We got to take a break first, though. So let us do that. When we come back, we're going to call Ian and see what he thought of his quick 1 hour date over drinks with Beth as we continue with Second Date Update on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Tinder has worked out well for Beth. She's had quite a few dates, and she made a date with Ian. Not a hookup, but it was an actual date where they got together for drinks. Thought there might be some potential there. Laid back, easygoing guy, but hasn't seen or heard from him since the date. It's left her confused because she thought they really connected, and here we are. Now, Beth, since we took the break, is there anything you thought of, any other detail, any other information you think we need to know before we call Ian?
That was pretty much what happened. It was pretty to the point. Like, I really like him, and I just want to know what went wrong.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and call Ian. Then here we go. Let's see what he says.
Hello.
Hi, can we speak to Ian, please?
Yeah, this is Ian. Who's this?
Ian, it's Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. This is the radio?
Yes, sir. Would you mind coming on our show for just a couple of minutes and have a chat with us?
I guess it depends what it's about. Did I win concert tickets or something, or what's going on?
No, sir. So we got a phone call this morning from a fan of yours, and
man,
she told us a little. Yes, sir. And she told us a little bit about you, and we just wanted to reach out and speak with you directly. Evidently, you two met on Tinder, and you got together for drinks. Her name is Beth, and she had a lot of really nice, sweet things to say about you, man.
That's cool. I mean, nothing's going to happen there, but that's cool.
Nothing's going to happen there.
This is like a dating thing?
Yeah, it's a dating segment we do called Second Date Update. So, like, if someone goes on a date and they get blown off and, you know, they're not getting any feedback as to why and they're really that curious or they want to see if there was some other misunderstanding, sometimes we'll make a call on their behalf. And evidently you made enough of an impression on her to prompt the phone call. And so we just wanted to reach out and see what your thoughts were on Beth and how your meetup went for you.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, nothing's going to happen there.
Why do you say that?
She had no clue why I haven't gotten back to her, huh?
No. She thought, in her mind, she thought you two connected relatively well.
Well, we did until she asked to borrow money.
What?
Asked to borrow money?
$200. Yeah.
I'm sorry, how much?
$200.
$200.
Yeah. It was very off-putting.
Did she say for what?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, did she say for what? How did this come about? How did she ask, and did she say what it was?
It was so awkward, I kind of heard half of it, but something about her car broke down, and she needed money to get it fixed because she lost her ATM card and didn't have any checks on her, so she couldn't access her account. I don't know, it was just this whole convoluted story. And then she said she'd pay me back at our next date, and I'm like, let's pump the brakes that you can't afford.
Right. Yeah.
And so it was a super awkward out of nowhere left turn. And so I had to be like, I don't have it, but which also made me not feel good because like I do have it, but I didn't want to.
Yeah. You didn't want to part with it for her.
Right.
Stranger. Like, I mean, who does that? Right.
So she wasn't asking you to be like her yoga pants sugar daddy or anything like that?
I did not get that impression. I felt like her stepdad or something.
Yoga pants sugar daddy? Did you just make that up?
No, that's what Natalie's put out there on social media. She's looking for a yoga pants sugar daddy.
I've not seen that.
I don't know if it's good or bad, but I know exactly what you're talking about with that term.
Yeah, I would totally love to sit around in yoga pants and have a sugar daddy. That sounds like a dream come true.
I'm working on it.
Are you? Good.
It just felt like an awkward, like, I'm broke, and hey, it was such a, like, killer of the mood. I don't know.
All right, well, Ian, I'm glad you were forthcoming about, you know, what went down here, because we have Beth on the other line, and I'd like to get her reaction to what you just said. Beth, you didn't mention that you asked to borrow money from the guy.
That is not what happened. I can't believe you took it that way.
Well, what did you say?
I mean, I don't know. I just, like, told a story about my car, and I jokingly asked him if he had, like, a couple hundred, like, dollars on him that I could borrow, and I was totally kidding.
Uh-huh.
No, I did not mean that.
Hey, I kid like that all the time. I'm constantly asking Jeff for his credit card.
Yeah, but you're not kidding.
I'm kidding, but if you gave it to me, I mean, then
she'd use it.
On shoes.
That thing would incinerate on contact.
You guys, we would have some great parties here on Jeff's credit card.
Why is there smoke coming out of the chip?
What is the limit on that one?
Not enough for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's saying she was kidding, but in the moment, I know a play for money when I hear one. And
that felt like a play for money to you?
Yes. It totally felt like a desperate, like, hey, like a Hail Mary. It almost made me feel like she only met up with me for the date to hit me up for money, which was really weird.
Yeah, money's just, I just don't think money's something you can just joke about in any way, because early on getting to know somebody, because you can't joke about how much money they do or don't have. You can't. Yeah.
It was specific. She was like, you don't have $236, do you?
Well, it was just funny to me when I said, because when she told us that you had to dip out to go walk the dogs, I said, well, did you ask him, like, hey, can I come with you? And she's like, oh, no, I would never be that forward and insert myself in that situation.
Sure. It was definitely a first in my my dating experiences. And I got to say, going to be my last. I wasn't into it.
Well, Ian, we appreciate you taking the call. Beth, I'm sorry we weren't able to make a second date happen for you. I hope your car situation works itself out.
Yeah, maybe I thought this was like a big misunderstanding. I was nervous, and that's why I said it, and I did not mean it. But
you maintain that you were just kidding.
Yeah, I totally was kidding.
Yeah, I think these misunderstandings happen a lot. Jokes that don't land.
Yeah,
right.
Especially if there's sarcasm at all, or teasing, sometimes it just doesn't translate.
That's okay.
Like, yeah. And you can be so sweet and wonderful and be the perfect person, but I don't know, like, if you don't get my humor, then, well, shoot, that's
not
going to work.
Right. And do you want to be around somebody who misunderstands your jokes all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No. Okay.
Well, thank you both for coming on Second Date Update. We wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Bye.
Okay. You need our help. Second Date Update. We are here for you. Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.